Anime, part two. Here we are, Code Geass, Lelouch of Rebellion, R2, episode one.
What's poppin'?
The day a demon awakens. So it picks up 1 year after the end of Code Geass season one.
Yeah, this was hella confusing.
Yes. And even...
because he's just at school.
Yeah, and he doesn't have his like zero voice. He's just... Timid Lelouch.
I'm Lelouch.
Yeah.
I'm hanging out in school, and then my gym teacher's the fucking girl who shot that guy. Who shot Ogie.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And for some reason, it seems like the Black Knights are dead. Lelouch.
Zero is dead.
Zero is dead. Lelouch apparently has lost his memory or something.
I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. And everyone at school's all right. Lelouch has a brother.
Yeah, what? Rolo?
Rolo is his brother.
Hey, what kind of fucking name is that?
It's a Rolo. And we have no idea what has happened. No one.
They started off like, we're all in school having a good time. Because even what's her face is there.
Shirley?
Shirley is there. And she's all like, oh, Lelouch, oh my God. Like, I love you. Like, what's going on?
Yeah. It's nuts, and it's kind of infuriating after that.
Because they wrote themselves into a hole.
Yeah.
It is not even a corner, a hole. And then they covered the hole with a lid and then locked it from the outside. Like, that's how they ended that season. Holy fuck.
Yeah. But this episode ends up going places real fast.
Yeah.
It goes places real fast.
Too fast.
Yes. Lelouch is playing hooky.
Yeah, he's all like, oh, school is so boring.
And so he enlists his friends and his new brother to go drive him to, like, the casino.
Yeah.
Where he can play chess against a big boss man.
Against a mafia boss?
Yeah.
What?
Yes. And there he meets Colin, who is a bunny hostess.
Yes. What? But this also shows that, like, after the whole rebellion or whatever, Britannia was just like, LOL, fuck you.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, remember that spot we gave you? Eat a dick.
Yeah, like, and they've just killing people.
They've doubled down on the hatred. They've doubled down on the Nazi-ish actions. They're like, hey, remember that time we genocided your people? What if we also enslaved them?
Sounds like a good time. Yeah.
What if we also took two 11s, put them in a fighting pit, and made them fight against each other, but here's the twist, they're brothers.
Yes.
And we had to make them fight to the death.
Yes.
Like, they just doubled down on that shit. Like, there's a scene where they're literally selling slaves.
It sounds great.
Literally selling slaves. No ifs, ands, or buts. Literally selling slaves.
It's wonderful.
Oh, dude, that's an out-of-context soundbite waiting to happen.
Yeah, no, so yeah, it's definitely dark times. Dark times
For the 11s. Yeah. Britannians are living it.
Yeah. Anyway, so they're at this casino. Lelouch beats the mafia man.
Yeah.
And just as he gets beat...
In chess.
Yeah, in chess. And the mafia man's like, I can't have this happen.
Yeah, he's like, I knew who you were. You're a chess prodigy.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, man, that sucks. You know, how this game was cheated. And he's like, what?
He's like, it sucks. Hold him down, boys.
Yeah, hold him down, boys. Let's make some evidence, baby. It's how the mafia does it.
And just as that happens, the last remnants of the Black Knights crash the party.
Yeah, C2 and some grunts.
Yeah. Colin's like, fuck this shit. I'm not a timid little hostess.
Yeah, I'm part of the plan, baby.
And she just becomes action hero.
Yeah, bunny action hero.
She becomes Motoko Kusanagi. She just punches and kicks. Yeah. And she just does all this wild shit. And
This is the first scene where you notice the animation is significantly better.
Yes.
Season 2 has a budget, baby. Yeah. Oh my God.
It is like they're like we got in between frames now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, remember like all those animation skips we had where like he would like take off his helmet but it would just like turn away and then the helmet's off? Yo, what if we just showed you this intricate action of stuff being done?
Yeah.
Like, with that comes obviously more boob and ass jiggle.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, because why else?
Yeah, why else you got budget if not to animate the boobs?
Yeah, like half this episode is Colin's ass.
Yeah, it is. It's the, what was it? What was that show that came out recently where you have to like ride your girlfriend to pilot the robot?
Oh, Darling in the Franxx.
Yeah, it was Darling in the Franxx before Darling in the Franxx.
Yeah, like, it was like, and it just,
Colin in the bunny suit, ass shots left, right, and center.
No, only ass shots, because every time they go to Colin in the robot, it is the behind the back. For some reason, she's looking behind at something. I don't know what.
And the screen behind her.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Like, why wouldn't the call screen be in front?
But the whatever. Only time they show her boobs is when she's like, "You're a pervert, Lelouch. Don't look at me."
Oh, yeah. Don't look.
Anyways, the whole point is that the Black Knights have been planning this whole siege because they were trying to get to Lelouch. Mm-hmm. And they get to Lelouch. C2 gets to Lelouch. And to try and convince him that he is more, like that he is something else. Mm-hmm. She gets shot. Mm-hmm. But as she gets shot, Lelouch catches her. And in this moment, they kiss. C2 and Lelouch.
Yeah, she gets shot in the heart.
Yeah.
And then she's all, "Hello, I'm immortal, dummies." Like, peace out.
Yeah, but she kisses Lelouch, and that kiss brings back all of Lelouch's memories.
And
the Gias.
Bruh. So what actually, but even before that, he meets one of the barons or whatever, like the army people.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he has a Lelouch diary.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's just like, 8:45, he will eat breakfast.
Yes.
Eat whatever, he will go to school, and he will skip gym class, blah, blah, blah. Like, he had his whole day planned out on a fucking notepad.
Yeah.
Right? And, like, Lelouch steals that shit. He's all like, "Oh, now that I got the power of the king back, kill yourself. And then I'm going to take this book and be like, oh, you thought you could control the king?
Yeah.
The one who will bring this nation, the glorious United States of Japan, to fruition?
Yeah.
In a book?
Yeah.
You thought, bitch.
Yeah.
All right? And he's just like, I can use this to my advantage.
Yeah. And that's where the episode one ends.
Yeah.
It's basically the return of Zero.
Yeah. It ends with, LOL, get fucked.
You thought you had us, but you didn't. Episode two, Plan for Independent Japan. Mm-hmm. So Zero was back, and now everyone knows who Zero is.
Yes.
But they're still trapped in the building. And intermittently throughout this episode, we get flashbacks to what actually happened at the end of season one. Mm-hmm. So it turns out, when they both shot the bullet, Lelouch missed.
Yeah.
And he broke the earpiece of Suzak.
Yep.
Suzaku just shot the gun.
Yeah, he's just like... Hey, remember that time I shot your helmet in half?
Yeah.
Check this shit out. He just shot the gun out of his hand. And you're like, what?
Yeah, so he shoots the gun out of Lelouch's hand. And then he, like... He doesn't spin kick. He does the Street Fighter spin kick that Ryu does.
Oh, Tatsumaki. Yeah, Tatsumaki.
That's what he does.
Tatsumaki Senpouken.
And he gets Lelouch down. And then he just... brings Lelouch before the Emperor.
He's all like, yeah, you thought I was going to kill you, but...
No.
Remember your dad?
Yeah, and he just holds him face first.
Face into the fucking ground. He's like, you little fucking bitch.
And he's like, yeah, and he's like, we're friends. That's why I'm not going to ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And you see this whole new side of Suzaku where he's like, he killed my girl, and I'm just out here. Apparently he still has the same morals. He's like, I'm going to change this place from within. But now I'm not worried about sacrificing.
Yeah,
my
but
friends.
Also I'm gonna work with the Nazis.
Yeah. Because
he's all like, listen, I brought in Zero.
Yeah.
I brought in your boy.
Yeah.
Right?
I brought an end to it.
Yeah. You can do whatever now to all these Nihonjin. Yeah. To whatever I was.
Yeah.
But I want a table at the longest Final Fantasy Summon. Like, I want a seat at the Knights of the Round.
Yeah, and he asks for it, and he gets it.
That's crazy.
He becomes Knight One. He becomes Lancelot.
This is where I don't really understand the motives of Suzaku.
Yeah.
Because he is very... he is very to the letter. He thinks that he is lawful good.
Yes.
Right? But even a paladin would see when their own kingdom is fucking crazy.
I think Suzaku's whole motive is that he needs to get to the highest point of power from within before he can make a change.
Oh, so he's going to play the game
until he has control.
Ugh. That's one way to do it,
I guess. Well, think about what Lelouch is doing, right? It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. It's true. But I would argue... So here's the thing. This whole show is fucked. I would argue that the way the Britannian is, like, the way the Britannian is leading the Japanese is a gooder version of evil than the Nazis, like than the British Nazis.
Okay.
Like they're both not great.
No.
Right? But if I had to pick the lesser of two evils,
yeah,
it's definitely Lelouch.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure. Why not?
Right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So yeah, he brings him before the Emperor, and this is where they reveal the Emperor has
a Gios.
He has both eye Gioses.
And this is just the start of the fucking water, the cascade of Gioses.
Yeah.
Like,
and the Emperor's Gios is he can just engrave
false memories.
Yeah.
It's also not shown if you can do it more than once.
Yeah, for his, you don't know.
Yeah.
So he just puts it in, and that explains why Lelouch, in episode one, had no idea, and why they went for a whole year just being
whatever. He had his Gios covered, or not covered, but like...
turned off.
Yeah, basically silenced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but at this point, Lelouch has it back on all the time.
Yeah, back to square one, where he's just like, oh yeah, I made that girl kill all the Japanese people.
Yeah.
And it's just on.
Yeah.
All the time.
Forever. So yeah, that's what happened there. But yeah, and this episode is basically this huge elaborate plan for them to escape the casino building, as well as take out the Britannian army that's attacking them.
Mm-hmm.
And basically just to get Zero out so that they can recoup. That's the whole point. And they managed to do that with some issues, because a gold... what's it called?
Lancelot? Nightmare?
A gold mass-produced version of Lancelot shows up.
That can fucking phase shift.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a new character there. Was it? I thought his name was Ube, but it was like...
Urabe?
Yeah, Urabe.
So Urabe's not a new character.
Is he not?
So you know Todo?
Yeah.
He has four swords.
Oh, he's one of those.
Urabe is one of the four swords.
Yeah.
Because Urabe and his three swords are in prison.
Yeah.
Todo and the three swords are in prison.
This is where the show gets very convenient.
Yeah.
Right? Because, the new Lancelot shows up, fucking wrecks everybody.
Yes.
Right? Just literally face shifting. And it's kind of nuts. And Urabe, he's all like, I know your identity, Lelouch. Or not, I know your identity, but I know, like...
you're just a student.
You're just a student, right? And this is the exact moment where the show gets super convenient, which is like, oh no, somebody with outside the circle knows at least some identity of Lelouch. But he's so loyal that he just kamikaze attacks. Like, he does the whole, I'm gonna put the sword through me and then through you, and you'll never see that shit coming.
Yeah.
Right? Very classic anime.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And there's some more stuff going forward where people just die.
Yes.
And you're just like, oh, how convenient to the story.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, they managed to escape. And once they escape, it turns out in the background, Lelouch has convinced the Chinese to work with him.
Convinced.
I don't know when they did that, but...
when did he do anything in that last episode? Like, when there's just a time skip and he's all like, hey, remember that time I Giosed everybody?
Yeah. But yeah. So the Chinese are working with him, and they basically put out a non-interrupted signal of Zero's return.
The Omega, whatever.
Yeah. Like the Omega line or something. The
Omega line,
Yeah. And yeah, so Dietard, Rakshakta, and Sayako are all together, and they see it, and they're like, oh my god, Zero's back.
He's back, baby.
Let's do this. Black Knights are back, Zero is back, and the United States of Japan is once again on the rise.
First off, there's a lot of bait and switch.
Yeah.
All right, so they show a lot of generals
who
look menacing as shit and then just fucking die.
Right?
There's a lot of like...
that's the power of Lelouch.
That's the power of Lelouch. I'm going to just drop a skyscraper on you.
Wow, what a way to go though, right?
Right?
That's your story. Yeah.
Remember, your first mistake was showing me where you were.
Like,
you blocked my exit, you dumb bitch. I'm going to drop a building on you. That's exactly what happened. Like, it's maybe the show told it with more finesse.
Yeah.
Right? But if you want the quick footnotes, like, it's like, you a dumb bitch, I dropped a building on you, you dead. Right? And the whole, like, Chinese syndicate, he somehow Giosed beforehand the Chinese leader.
Yeah.
To agree with all of his plans.
Yeah.
And like the Chinese are they have their own sovereign building.
Mm.
And he just says, I am going to establish the United States of Japan from one room. Right? Like...
That he does.
Some fucking cojones on this bit. He's like, I know that I am surrounded on all fronts because it's literally a fucking house. But also, I'm going to do it, dummies.
Because I can.
Because I can. And I'm going to start next episode. Yeah. But actually, at the end of the last of the this second episode, Rolo shows up. Yeah. So... Well, first off, the Chinese guy, like, get the fuck out of here. Because if you... come on to this thing, we're gonna have a diplomatic issue. All right, and they're like, fine, we'll come back, whatever. And then a gold Lancelot shows up and Rolo's in it, and he's all like, I don't know why I'm here, I just want to see this person because I want to kill Zero. And he fucking Gios is the one dude.
He's a Gios on his eye.
Why does everyone have a Gios?
It is called Code Gios,
I guess. But it's this is where the show is turning, almost Monster of the Week.
Garth season two, from my memory, is just it just never stops
with the Gios.
Like no, I mean like it just constantly escalates to some.
Like, oh, there's no downtime. It's just like go. Okay.
Yeah. Like I think there might be some school stuff, but.
But even that.
But even speaking of which, we should talk about one character who's made a return.
Who?
Nina.
Oh, yeah, Nina's shown for, like, all of 3 seconds.
Yeah.
She's got longer hair, I guess. But also, she has, like, a science position.
Mm-hmm. So I guess she didn't blow up the school, clearly.
Apparently, she didn't blow up the fucking country, because that's what the bomb was supposed to do.
Yeah, but that bomb also proved that she completed the equation to make it, right?
All you have to do is furiously masturbate to a princess.
And it'll come to you.
It'll come to you, baby. Like... if you want to unlock the secrets of life, pull up a picture of Queen Elizabeth.
Shit,
bust a nut.
That's all I need to do?
That's all you need to do.
Shit. Okay. I can get that done.
The princess, was it Norway? Sweden? I don't know. I heard she's pretty hot. Bust a nut.
Okay.
You're wondering, fucking black holes. How do they work? Bust a nut to a princess? Ugh. Solve that shit. Bam. Wormholes. You've solved teleportation.
Wow. Okay.
That's my my PSA to any scientists out there. If you're stuck on how to make wormholes work, bust a nut to a princess. God.
But anyways, it was the first two opening episodes of Code Geass R2. Pretty strong.
Opening. Very strong. I would say almost stronger than most of last season.
Yeah.
Again, helped by the fucking amazing animation that they have. Like,
yes,
it's nuts.
Yeah. Favorite line? I'm gonna watch you Britannian pop.
That's brutal. That was the one where it's just like, wow, Colin's really reveling in the murder. Well, I guess she would because she was just hanging out with a bunch of slaves.
Yes.
So I guess that makes sense.
Anyways, we'll be back next week with episodes 3 and 4.
Of Code Geass R2.
Yeah, unless we should just call it episodes, like, I don't know.
Nah, let's go. It's like season 2, 3, 4. I think it's easier to keep track that way.
Okay, yeah. 3 and 4 of R2. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Bye.